Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll be speaking to Dr. William Halal. Actually, William Halal. I don't know if he's a doctor. He is the author of a very cool and very interesting book, Beyond Knowledge, How Technology is Driving an Age of Consciousness, and he has an interesting thesis about the craziness in the world today. Beyond Knowledge is about the emerging global consciousness, as Halal calls it. He says that's what's forcing us to grow up and to resolve our global crisis and develop a sustainable world order. William Halal will be with us at the bottom of the hour, futurist author William Halal, and we'll get your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, a health challenge you or a loved one is dealing with, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team right off the website as well. If you're an entrepreneur, you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, you want to work out of your home, you want a second source of income, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, if you want to speak to a real person. Ask them about joining the Bright Side Ben team, or you can purchase your favorite longevity products by calling 866-735-2470 or heading to my blog, pharmacistben.com, our longevity site, brightsideben.com, or our news posts, news stories, blog posts, and videos at criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, William Halal with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about consciousness and the new consciousness and how technology is driving an age of consciousness. In his book, Beyond Knowledge, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. All right, I want to continue talking about this absolutely amazing nutritional substance, new nutrition.
I want to say nutritional supplement. It's not really a nutritional supplement or a dietary supplement. It's actually, it's part of our diet, and that's modified citrus pectin. Actually, pectin is part of our diet. They modify it by cleaving off a little piece of it, and this modification makes it extremely immunoactive. Pectin in general is one of the main components of all plants that makes up probably 50 or 60%, maybe more, of the dry mass of the cell wall, the outside part of a plant cell. Plant cells have a wall around them. That's where we get fiber from. Human cells, animal cells, don't have a cell wall. They have a cell membrane, but they don't have a cell wall. The cell wall is a fibrous component, and it gives plant cells a certain strength and robustness. It offers these plant cells certain flexibility, and the cell wall also acts as a barrier for the external environment. Pectin is a natural constituent of this cell wall, and thus it is a natural constituent of all of our diets. It's a major source of our dietary fiber. It's not digestible like fiber, like all fiber. It's not digestible. We don't have any pectin digesting enzymes. We don't have any fiber digesting enzymes, so we can't digest pectin. However, there are bacteria that live in our gut, so-called good bacteria or probiotics that live in the gut, and they can assimilate pectin, and they can change it into soluble fiber. So the insoluble fiber, this pectin, can actually get transmuted, if you will, into soluble fiber. And this soluble fiber actually acts to feed good bacteria and improves our ability to process fats, improves our ability to process sugar, it improves our ability to process old hormones and to detoxify drugs. So this stuff is really, really, really nutritionally valuable and bioactive in the digestive tract. Pectins these days come from citrus peel and apple. Citrus peel is probably the most important source of pectin, although apples are also a source of pectin. There are other fruits that have, and pretty much all fruits can be used to derive pectin. As I say, it's found in all plants, but mango, soybean, sugar beets, those are other sources of pectin. Banana peels, perhaps you heard about, I remember when I was growing up, banana peels were supposed to be a medicinal or therapeutic or intoxicating compound. It turns out that banana peel is actually a rich source of pectin. Pectin is is marketed as a gelling agent, as a thickener, as an emulsifier, as a stabilizer, as a texturizer. It's used primarily in jellies. It's used as a fat or sugar substitute in low-calorie foods. And due to the nature of the molecule, it is has a fatty side and a water side. It also has some really interesting emulsifying properties that can be used in the skincare business. I've been using it in skincare products for many years to make masks and such. However, the real amazing value of pectin is in its nutritional or in its bioactive properties, especially for the immune system. Turns out that modified citrus pectin, that is a little chunk of the citrus pectin, has tremendously valuable immune-boosting properties. It has these immune-boosting properties, well, for a lot of reasons. First of all, it's a chelating agent. It can attract toxins out of the body, so it can, I guess that's not an immune-boosting property, but it's a defensive property. But for immunity, for immune-boosting, pectin has an ability to neutralize a compound called galectin. G-A-L-E-C-T-I-N. Today we know, and when I say today, I mean just over the last couple of years, we've recognized that galectin plays a really important role in inflammation, all inflammatory issues, specifically for cancer, and modified citrus pectin has been used to treat cancer for many years. But galectin is also involved in a lot of health challenges. Galectin is an inflammatory chemical. It's involved in arthritis. It's involved in autoimmune diseases. It's involved in atherosclerosis and heart disease. And fascinatingly, galectin plays a role in some of the toxicity associated with, or some of the problems associated with, COVID. Yes, it turns out that modified citrus pectin, or pectin in general for that matter, by its ability to attract galectin and bind galectin, can actually be used, and there's a lot of research papers that talk about this, to help mitigate some of the problems associated with COVID-19. In fact, I was just reading a paper this morning titled "Accelerated Production of Citrus Pectin from, get this, Waste Citrus Peel for Prevention and Therapy of COVID-19. Interesting. Pectin is actually a waste product. When orange juice is made, or when any orange products are made, the pectin is usually not used. The pectin is considered to be a waste product, yet this unbelievable waste product can actually be valuable, not just for helping us deal with cancer and heart disease and inflammatory autoimmune diseases, but also for COVID-19. We'll talk about that when we come back from a break and get your calls, 844-236-6010. William Halal will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the future and the age of consciousness with William Halal. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here momentarily. William Halal will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about his book, Beyond Knowledge, How Technology is Driving an Age of Consciousness. Knowledge and consciousness are kind of related, and I've always thought that the crisis that we're dealing with, the crisis that we've been dealing with, the health crisis, the social crisis, if you will, that we've been dealing with for the last, dramatically for the last year, but really starting in probably 2008, if you believe the fourth turning, which is a theory that says that our world is going through a crisis stage and started around 2008, we'll go to about 2028. I thought since the beginning that this is more of a consciousness and mindset issue than anything else, and I've always thought that the way out is by changing our mindset, and that's why I was so excited to read William Halal's book, Beyond Knowledge, because he says the exact same thing, that this is a crisis of consciousness and the way out of this crisis that we're dealing with, and that we've been dealing with for 20 years, and at an accelerated pace for the last year and a half, is a crisis of consciousness, and the way out is through consciousness. William Halal and his book, Beyond Knowledge, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here in just a sec. 844-236-6010. So this pectin stuff is really amazing for, first of all, because it's incredibly 100%, massively, dramatically, profoundly non-toxic. There is zero, zippo, not a toxicity. Yet even though it is non-toxic, it has tremendous nutritional and health value. It's an antioxidant. It helps with cholesterol in the blood. It can stimulate the immune system. It can calm down the immune system. It has a chelating agent for heavy metals and toxins. It has chelating properties for heavy metals and for toxins. And most dramatically and most famously, it is anti-metastases. We talked about how these connective tissue building substances, which pectin is one, can help prevent cancers from spreading. And it turns out that pectin is no different from other polysaccharides, which, by the way, pectin is similar to something called to the famous hyaluronic acid molecule. It turns out that pectin has an ability to protect against metastases by building connective tissue. However, the most interesting use for pectin involves the cytokine storm, the famous cytokine storm that is associated with COVID. COVID-19 is caused by, obviously, by the coronavirus. And the big problem is the body's response. Sometimes you get into this thing called a cytokine storm. And the cytokine storm is when the body over-responds or overreacts to the virus. And that, indeed, is not the virus that causes the problem sometimes, but the cytokine storm. Well, it turns out that pectin can have an attenuating property on the cytokine storm. Reading from the journal Frontiers in Cellular and Infectious Microbiology, could nutraceutical approaches possibly attenuate the cytokine storm in COVID-19 patients? And guess what they're talking about with the nutraceutical approach? Yes, they're talking about pectin. Modified citrus pectin, MCP, or just pectin in general. There's a form of pectin that is rich in a particular bioflavonoid called hesperidin, H-E-S-P-E-R-I-D-I-N. And hesperidin, in addition to pectin, is also anti-infective and can also protect cells from being infected with the SARS-CoV-2 virus. You see all these wonderful nutritional strategies, non-medical strategies that we can use to improve our health, to protect ourselves from infectious diseases, without having to interact with medications. That's always should be the goal. Whenever you're dealing with a health challenge, your goal should always be to figure out how you can deal with that infection in a non-medical way. Is there time for medicine? Yes, I've said that many times before. There's a time for medicine. I'm a pharmacist. I know medicine good and well. But for the most part, wherever possible anyway, when you can use a non-medical strategy to deal with a health challenge, that should be your number one choice. By the way, it's not just citrus pectin that has anti-infective or anti-cytokine storm properties when it comes to COVID. You can also get pectin and hesperidin in other fruits and vegetables, and this is why fruits. One of the reasons why fruits and vegetables are so important for protecting the immune system. I particularly like veggie juices, and I've always said when you're making a veggie juice, you want to use a Vitamix. Why Vitamix? Because you keep the pectin. When you juice in an ordinary juicer, you lose the fiber, you lose the pectin, and you still get some nutrition. You get a lot of good nutritional value, of course, but by losing the fiber, you lose a wonderful source of anti-infection, anti-infectious and immune-boosting fiber, including pectin. All right, we've got more to say about pectin and polysaccharides and proteoglycans and GAGs for skin health. Pectin also, no surprise, also plays a role in keeping the skin healthy. On our next Brightside episode, William Halal coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to the phones. Say good morning to Dorium. Hello, Dorium. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Ben. Well,
hey.
You see, yesterday you were talking about that, the negative voice in the mind and the positive one. But
yeah.
My fearfulness exists with, for my business actually, and I wanted to get this location with a warehouse as well.
Yeah.
It's gonna cost over $1 million plus, and I was a little skeptical, a little fearful, because
yeah.
I wanted to know how quickly I can recover my investment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, do you want to point something out? You want me to tell you? Let me tell you my take on that, okay? Because I have a business too, and I have multiple businesses, and I am totally understanding what you say about this idea of fear. That's why I say entrepreneurship is not for everybody. You have to have a certain courageousness. It's almost like you have to be a warrior if you're an entrepreneur. So I know exactly what you're talking about. I deal with it every day. All right. So here's the thing. How do you know that you say you're fearful? How do you know you're fearful? I'm going to answer the question. That's a rhetorical question. How do you know you're fearful? Because a voice is telling you that. That's the most important point. It's a voice that tells us that we're scared. It's a voice that tells us that we're anxious. It's a voice that tells us that we're in duress. There's something in our head that says to be scared. Now, if you could somehow eliminate that voice, there'd be no fear. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not telling you to do it, or I'm not saying, you know, I'm not making it seem like it's simple to do, and that's not my point. My point is, if you could eliminate that voice, and this is true for people who are depressed, this is true for people who are anxious, this is true for people who are scared, this is true for people who are experiencing any negative emotion, any negative sensations or feelings. All the body feels, and this is what we talked about a few weeks ago with the Vivation guy, Paul Hughes, all the body feels is energy. Then that energy gets described. If you can understand that, you can have the best life ever. All the body feels is energy, then that energy gets described. And that tingling, that sensation in your belly can get described as fear, or it can be described as excitement. Either way, try right now. Feel that feeling that we always say fear, and now turn it into excitement. Make the voice say something exciting. Oh my God, this is going to be so exciting. This is going to be so great. I can't wait to see what happens, how this unfolds, what the surprise is going to be. Do you see how that immediately, by changing the voice, you change your feelings? You change the diagnosis, the mental diagnosis, and that's how simple it is. Now, you'll find that you pull yourself back into, or the voice itself pulls its, kind of rears its ugly head. It keeps popping up. So it's not like you have to do it one time. You got to do it over and over and over again. Not just for you, Dorian. Everybody listening right now who's experienced anxiety, insomnia, by the way, notice that when you have insomnia, that voice is running crazy. So if you could change that voice, and you have to do it over and over and over again, from something positive to something negative, change the label, change the description from something negative to something positive, I should say, you will change your experience, because our experience is a description. And a description is words. And words are transmitted through voice. All right. Dorian, thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate it. And thanks for letting me talk about that, because that's one of my favorite things to talk about. Have yourself a beautiful day. And we've got William Halal coming up next. We're going to talk about the future and the new consciousness.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A whistleblower's email shows Attorney General Merrick Garland lied to Congress as the Department of Justice is investigating parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. House Education and Labor Committee member Republican Congressman Greg Murphy on Fox News.
Attorney General Garland basically perjured himself in front of Congress and should really face the consequences before this.
Attorney General Merrick Garland under oath before Congress.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children.
A California couple was sentenced to prison in absentia for stealing more than $20 million in COVID-19 relief funds. 43-year-old Richard Evazian and 37-year-old Marietta Tarabalian are currently on the run. The FBI is offering a reward up to $20,000 for information leading to their arrest. This is USA Radio News.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
A whistleblower on Tuesday released an email from the Justice Department showing they were directing federal officials to investigate parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
Republican Congressman Greg Murphy on Fox News is on the House Education and Labor Committee.
They should be very, very afraid. This brings us back to the days of, you know, Hoover and McCarthyism, that labeling, essentially labeling good, honest American citizens are now being vilified and basically tracked by our own Department of Justice. And this brings that really to a point that Attorney General Garland basically perjured himself in front of Congress and should really face the consequences before this.
Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox on the same committee.
Well, we know that the whole campaign was a lie. We know that they have continued to lie. They say that the bankrupt the country better isn't going to cost anything. And so this group of people believes that they can fool the American people, all the people, all the time. But that is just not true. I think it is vital that Attorney General Garland come back and answer more questions.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box if you miss a program or want to review a subject or share one, share a subject with a friend or loved one. Head to brightsideben.com. We've got 11 years plus of archived information, lots of great health information, and join the team link that you can click on if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. Also, all the longevity products can be found at brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our news stories and blog posts and videos and interviews at criticalhealthnews.com. You can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the websites, or you can just purchase longevity products off the websites. You can also call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Also would like to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy, by the way. My new compounding pharmacy is open officially. We just got approved yesterday. We'll be doing all kinds of dermatological products out of Truth RX. Truth treatments were developed in my old compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with burns and cuts and abrasions and acne and eczema and just plain old dry skin. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. Health equals beauty, and that's what Truth Skin Health is all about. Check out all our Truth treatment products at truthtreatments.com, and make sure you take a look at our thousands of 4- and 5-star reviews at Truth Reviewed with a D, truthreviewed.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. truthtreatments.com. We've got specials running all through November. truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super excited to talk to our guest today, futurist Bill Hallal. His book is Beyond Knowledge, How Technology is Driving Consciousness. I should say William Hallal. His website is billhallal.com. And his book is super, super interesting. I have believed for many years, since I was a kid, that we're on the verge of a consciousness breakthrough. And that's why I was so excited to read Bill Hallal's book. Please welcome to the bright side, Professor William E. Hallal, author of Beyond Knowledge, How Technology is Driving an Age of Consciousness. Welcome to the bright side, Dr. Hallal.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be here.
It's great to have you on, and your book is wonderful and amazing, and it was right up my alley because I have believed for many years that we're going through a consciousness shift, but it seems like it's happening at an accelerated pace. Would you go so far as to say that all this kind of social crisis that we seem to be dealing with, that we are dealing with over the last year and a half, 2 years, is as much about consciousness as it is about a virus?
Absolutely. It's the early stages of an age of consciousness. But the funny thing is, we normally associate consciousness with enlightenment, but that's not the way it's working out. It's working out to be very dismal, all of this post-factual stuff.
No.
It's people who are more concerned with their beliefs and values than they are about the facts. So it's consciousness. It's just cruising.
I love what you just said about post-factual. I've said post-truth. And tell me what you think of this. I think that this post-truth world, with deep fakes, for example, is forcing us to awaken a form of awareness, or if you will, consciousness, that is not based on information, but is based on intuition. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. We're being forced to examine our beliefs, and I think the American people are going to come around in time to confirm the principles of democracy. I think they're fundamental, and I have confidence that that will triumph in time.
Do you think that you... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I'm so delighted to hear that you are you find the idea of consciousness convincing. It's interesting. Henry Kissinger in Time recently had a short piece, and he said exactly that. We're entering an age of consciousness that is poorly understood. That's exactly what it is.
Yes, and to me, consciousness is fundamental. Everything to me is consciousness. Because if you're not conscious of it, where is it? It has to exist in consciousness. And this is where the spiritual meets the scientific, or even the social, if you will. So in a way, when you talk about an age of consciousness, you really mean an age of a new consciousness or an age of an expanded consciousness, correct?
Well, we've always had consciousness, of course, but what's different is the same thing that's happened to information technology. We've always had information technology, hieroglyphics, and the Abacus and all that. What's different is that these functions mature and they become sophisticated, driven by technology, and they dominate society. That's what happened with information, you know, 2 decades ago, and that's what's happening with consciousness now. It's with the Internet. Digital revolution has made knowledge available everywhere. There's no shortage of knowledge. The knowledge age is a big success, but it's forced people up the hierarchy of consciousness from objective facts to values and beliefs, so that we're moving into that domain of values and beliefs and emotions and so forth. And so it's a natural process, and social media has accelerated it.
Mm.
It's just fraught with emotion and controversy and
yeah.
all that sort of thing.
Well, you know, you talked about this thing you call the structure of consciousness, and you developed a, and by the way, I encourage everybody to go to the website, Bill Halal, H-A-L-A-L, BillHalal.com. Got great stuff on there. So you talk about this idea of structure of consciousness, and you have kind of a pyramid where perception and awareness are at the bottom of the pyramid, and then vision is at the top of the pyramid. Can you talk a little bit about this hierarchy?
Yeah, it's I think, well established. I'm an academic, of course, so we look at the literature and we see what everybody's thinking, and this is, I think, a pretty good conclusion of what we have. The consciousness is very confusing. People are bewildered by it. But I think this helps clarify, because it focuses on the content rather than these mysterious processes. And the content is very simple. At the bottom is the objective stuff, facts, the things that you perceive, what you memorize, what's in your store of knowledge, the knowledge you have, and decisions that you make. That's what computers are good at. But above that, you have the objective, subjective stuff, emotions, values, beliefs, choices, purpose, and it ends with vision, you know, which is a very real thing. I mean, for instance, a business firm always has to have a vision before it can venture. And that's what the saints were all about. So vision is a real thing. People know, I think, what these things mean. They're everyday. It's where we live our lives. I like the way you describe it. It's where we live our lives in consciousness. We just don't think of it as that, because it's so omnipresent. It's like breathing air.
Now, a couple things. First of all, you remember when George Bush said the vision thing? Remember that? I don't know if you remember that famous thing. Do you remember the vision thing? I love that. So, because that's a classic example of somebody who's operating at that low level, and to him it's like the vision thing. He was like really sarcastic about it. So anyway, remember that? Do you remember that 1988 election?
Absolutely, yeah.
The vision
it was
thing.
A big mistake.
I cracked up.
He was well intended, but
yeah. But he was operating at that lower level. So to him it was just kind of like a meme of some kind. So, but what's interesting in your structure, and we got to take a break, so we'll have to answer this when we come back. But in your structure of consciousness, you have peak experiences under vision. And I want to talk about that, because peak experiences are very fascinating, and I love how it leads directly into vision in your model, in this structure of consciousness model. So we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Great. Professor William Halal is with us. His book, Beyond Knowledge, How Technology is Driving an Age of Consciousness, really, really super, super well thought out book. I encourage everybody to read it. His website is BillHalal.com, B-I-L-L-H-A-L-A-L. More with Bill Halal, Professor William Halal, on the Bright Side right after this.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side talking to Professor William E. Halal, author of the book Beyond Knowledge. His website, BillHalal.com. He's got a blog, he's got a newsletter, and there's lots of really fascinating information on there. Thank you so much for what you're doing, Doc. Do you ever hear David Lynch, who he's famous movie director, he's big in TM. He has a video where he goes, if you have a golf ball-sized consciousness, when you look out at the world, you will look out at the world with a golf ball-sized awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the idea that you're talking about. By expanding your consciousness, our world also expands and maybe even transforms. And I love what you said here, or I love this in your model, this idea that peak experiences are right before vision. And that kind of makes me think that by manipulating peak experiences or by using technologies that allow us to have peak experiences, whether it's meditation or holotropic breathing or even drugs, that can take you into this final step on this pyramid, which is vision. Do you think that's true?
Right. I have a great example of a peak experience for you. Bill Shatner went into space with He came back. He had a peak experience.
Yeah, that's right. Edgar Mitchell, too.
Yeah, he was so emotional.
Yeah.
He just raved about the planet as a single organism.
Wow.
The thin layer of life.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to ever lose that feeling. He experienced global consciousness.
Vision. And he got a vision from that.
Right, and that's exactly what we need. We have to better understand the miracle of life on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
We've been looking for 50 years, the astronomers have, and they find no other intelligent life forms yet. I think they may, but they'd be very distant. And it reminds us what a miracle life is.
Total miracle. It's unbelievably unlikely that anything should even exist, William Halal. And nothing should even be. That's a billion, trillion, gazillion to one odds that anything exists. And we're living in it. I 100% agree with you. Do you think that we're on the precipice of an evolutionary leap, like something as profound as like Neanderthal to Cro-Magnon kind of thing, that's going to show up as a leap in consciousness?
I think so. I think it's the culmination of what I call the life cycle of evolution. If you look at the, there's another graph in the book that you didn't mention.
The life cycle of evolution, yes.
It starts the rise of civilization through agrarian societies, industrial societies, service economies, knowledge. And the next logical step is consciousness. It just follows logically because everything beyond knowledge is consciousness. And that's where we are now. So we're at this really critical point of maturity. The consciousness implies maturity. It's like a teenager growing up. He finally becomes aware of what he has to do, and he finds the courage to do, thus become a responsible person. That's where we are. We have to face these enormous crises that threaten civilization, climate especially, but pandemics, inequality, all of that stuff. It's an enormous challenge. And so the big question is, how much pain are we prepared to endure before we find assume responsibility for our behavior and learn how to govern the planet in a sustainable way? That's the challenge. How much pain are we?
What you call pain, I would say in systems theory, they call it latent energy. Are you familiar with that concept? Right?
Yeah.
It's like built-up energy that kind of builds and builds and builds, and then all of a sudden the water boils all of a sudden. You know, it goes, there's a transition phase, almost like on Star Trek, speaking of William Shatner. You know how they went through one, they went from one warp speed to another, and they would shake right between those two speeds? Everything would shake. As things transform, things are kind of uncomfortable. There's an uncomfortable stage as you go through the transformation until you go to the other side. And that's kind of what this guy, are you familiar with The Fourth Turning, the book The Fourth Turning?
Yes, I am.
And he posits that the fourth turning, that we're in the fourth turning, and it's kind of like this kind of chaotic stage where things are where the old form is dying and the new form is being born. Do you think that's what's happening?
Yeah, it's something like that. I think that's true. It's an upheaval. It's very painful, and it's more of this is going to happen. But at some point, I think it's almost likely to happen, because I don't think life is tenacious, and so I think we'll get the idea soon. People will appreciate the view that Shatner had, and we'll see it. We just have to grow up and become responsible for our behavior. That's what it amounts to, really.
More people are going to be going into outer space, you know, over in the next few years. Now, more people will see that vision. So, taking it from the macro to the micro, Professor Hilal, what can the individual do to accelerate the change in their lives or even in the culture's lives, and maybe to mitigate some of the discomfort that's associated with the transition?
Great question, Bill. Well, the first thing they should do is understand what's happening. Like, you know, look at my book, if you don't mind me saying so. By the way, the best place to learn about the book is beyondknowledge.org.
Ah, okay. Beyondknowledge.org.
It'll take you right to a synopsis of the book. To learn about the idea, it's a very simple idea, but a very powerful idea. And then we have to transform ourselves. I think that's where we have to begin. All of us, you know, have our own faults, of course. We're all flawed individuals. But we have to find it within ourselves to give up the childhood angers and things like that and become fully aware, mature adults. And understand and change our lives, our own lives, and the way we talk to other people. But we have to let other people know about this. We have to have hope. We have to have faith in social evolution. Because social evolution is more powerful than any of us. It's beyond us. And we have to have faith that this process is going to work out. And we have to have hope. We have to articulate a vision of global consciousness to make it real.
All right, so you're a technologist and a professor. Where does spirituality, not religion, I'm making a very clear distinction here, not religion, but where does spirituality fit into the equation?
That's another great question. Yes, I think we're moving from religion to spirituality, the essence of religion, spirituality. And this is all bound up in spirituality, because consciousness helps us see that we are spiritual beings, fundamentally. You know, forget about the supernatural stuff, but just the ordinary thoughts that we go through every day. That's human spirit. I define it in the book as human spirit. I want to get away from
the religious
talk and the religious stuff.
Yeah.
Human spirit is very real. And we live in human spirit. We have to cultivate that within our, and we are. People are doing that. It's a good way to deal with the complexity and the tenseness, the stress of modern life, to calm your own spirit, to live within your own spirit.
How do you personally leverage that, and how do you recommend people leverage that?
Well,
take advantage
of that. Three things in the book. One is finding that inner peace, because that's where we, the source of all of our wisdom, really, and our stability, that inner sense of who we are, meditation, prayer, all of that sort of stuff. And then nature. We are a part of nature, and we don't function well if we cut ourselves off from nature, so we have to be in nature. My garden is one of the important things in my life. I spend at least a half an hour or more every day in my garden.
Wow.
And it's enormously comforting. And then the rise of psychedelic drugs, I think, are going to have a big impact, because they change the way we think. They can be dangerous, of course, and they can be overdone, but basically,
name some drugs that you're talking about when you say psychedelics, because there's drugs. I'm a pharmacist, by the way. There's drugs and there's drugs.
Oh,
so when you say psychedelic, name some.
Right.
Name some.
Yeah, just pot, you know, that kind of thing. Very simple. But they expand.
How about hallucinogenics, mushrooms, and those kinds of things?
Yeah, they're becoming, I think, a major tool in the psychiatrist's arsenal for helping people get STD and that sort of thing, because they alter consciousness.
Alter or expand, Dr. Halal?
Well, they do both. I think they do both. It's changed the way we think. The world seems to make more sense when you're a little high. And so those are the forces that I think we have available to help us find our way through the complexity of modern life.
You know, nothing wants to die. And do you think that the old way will resist this transition?
Oh, absolutely. Nothing here is easy. If we didn't have Christ, nothing would change. So I call it the crisis of global maturity, Bill. All of these enormous threats. It's like, as I said, it's like a teenager growing up. It's a crisis of global maturity, and we have to face it. And if we do, I think on the other side of it, what I see the triumph of the human spirit. I see us being able to appreciate the glories of humanity, the innate wisdom and creativity we have, and to create a world that's sustainable. And that's, I think, a very real prospect. In a decade or two, a few decades, no, 2050 is where I actually put it.
Yeah.
I forecast the rise of the knowledge age at 2000, 20, 30 years before, when I was a graduate student at Berkeley. I could just see what's coming, and it turned out exactly on time, 2000 or 2000. That's the confidence I have, that we will see a unified, mature planet about 2050, I think.
Oh, that's...
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.
And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.